Kilo Delta 8 Hotel Romeo Zulu.
HRZ, KC8ZYB, what's up, brother?
Nothing. I checked into that, man, but I don't know what it is about Echolink. It only allow you to turn the volume down so far, at least on this 320, and we were trying to watch that movie, so I had to shut it off.
I can help you get that fixed. There's a setting you have to configure to get that so you have volume control.
That's cool. How many people ended up checking in, do you know?
How many, what the final number was, but, man, this net always gets a ton of people checking in. I mean, I'm just glad that I'm able to actually talk on a repeater again, man. I mean, out there on the island, it was just crazy. Completely Netsky. Ghost town. So, yeah, I'm loving this, man. And I don't know if I told you or not, but I found out today, you know, I kept on telling everybody this repeater was at 3,000 feet elevation. It's at 3,500 feet.
Yeah, that's what you were saying earlier. Has Randy been in here at all on this repeater? Am I getting into it all right?
You sound real good. No problem at all. You sound real good. Give me just a second. I'll see if Randy wants to jump out here. Give me a minute. KCZYB.
All right. Yeah, another thing, man. I can't use my headphones on Echolink. It won't allow it. But I'll be standing by. KD8HRZ.
Snap there. Go ahead. Kilo Charlie 8 Zulu Yankee Bravo. Name's Jeff over here in Greenville.
Come back to me. This is KO4ISG. I have a question. Where is this repeater located at? I'm Danny. I'm over here in Gastonia. I checked into the net a little while ago.
This one told me it was up on the Blue Ridge Mountains at 3,500 feet elevation, which that's just insane. I mean, I'm almost 30 miles from it, and I'm running on low power and with a J-pole that just jammed in the ground about a foot away from the bay window of my bedroom.
We're trying to figure out the exact QTH so I can get a mileage reading from where I'm talking. I'm down here in Gastonia, right here by the South Carolina border, 20 miles west of Charlotte.
If you have an Android phone, you can install Repeater Book in the Play Store, and it'll tell you how many miles you are from it. It just uses the location GPS on your phone, and it'll tell you how far all the local repeaters are from you. That's how I found out how far it was for me. It's an awesome application if you've never used it before.
Ocean, but it was like two separate ones that they have the same frequency, and I just want to make sure of this location.
Are you saying that there's two showing up that's operating on the same frequency, 146.610?
Yep, I'm pulling it up. Yeah, I got one. It says Greenville, Caesar's Head, and then you got Yadkinville. But the Greenville Caesar's Head, it's got no tone. You then got Mountain City with a 103.5 tone, and you got Yadkinville with a 85.4 tone.
The call sign is Whiskey 4 November Yankee Kilo. Whiskey 4 November Yankee Kilo is the call sign.
That would be Caesar's Head. Yeah, it's 91.3 miles from me. That was a quote from.
What's the name, man? I mean, you know, I've only been in the Greenville area for a couple of months, but I moved into the south from Columbus, Ohio in 2012, and we had a really high-profile repeater there. Well, what I thought was high-profile until I started talking on this thing. I mean, you know, I could. The other guy I was talking out there just a minute, that's my twin brother. His call is KD8HRZ. and he lives right outside the Columbus area. But this high profile system in Columbus, Ohio, you know, we could drive, you know, maybe an hour and 15 minutes from the city in any direction and hit that thing rock solid. But this one here is just crazy. You know, 90 some miles away. Are you on low power, mid power, or what?
Watts.
Good, man. Yeah, you're sounding really good. What radio are you on?
IC 746. It's 2 meter in HF.
I've seen that one on eBay. Yeah, it looks like a nice radio. But I tell you, man, I mean, I was on, I lived on Hilton Head Island for about 8 years, and I just recently moved here to Greenville. And, you know, we had several really nice repeaters on that island, and they never got used. I mean, the only time those things were ever used was Saturday and Sunday morning. One of the officers of the club would jump out there around 8 o'clock in the morning to see what club members wanted to meet up for lunch or breakfast on those 2 days. And other than that, it was dead. Never got used. You know, I talked to more tourists coming on that island than I ever did any of the club members. And it was frustrating, you know, so I ended up using EchoLink for years. You know, just so I could get into repeaters and stuff and actually talk to someone. And then I ended up getting involved with DMR when I was on the island, which I'm still involved with it now. But I tell you, I like analog much better, man. I mean, I like talking on all the modes, but analog's where it's at for me. And I'm going to let this drop for a second. It for me, man. I plan on getting a 200 watt amp for Simplex, and I'm gonna get this J pole. I got a huge sugar magnolia tree right outside my bay window here, and I plan on putting that thing in that sugar magnolia above the tree line on a section of PVC or something. And you know, once I do that, I'm gonna be getting out like gangbusters. But I tell you, man, I've been having a lot of fun. Operating analogs since I've been here in Greenville. I mean, a lot of fun. I'm talking on an old V8000 right now that a buddy of mine gave me years ago. And the first time I'd ever talked on the thing was a week ago when I hooked it up here. And this one's a high power radio as well. It's 75 watts on high. And I love it, man. I'm glad this repeater's busy. And I didn't catch your name, buddy. Sorry about that. But I'm going to go ahead and flip it on over to my brother. I think we might have another friend of ours that jumped in here, Randy, K8RAP. Go ahead and pick it up there, Judd Rowe. K8HRZ, KCHZYV.
This is KO4ISG, Danny. And it's good meeting y'all. Next time, I promise I'll have a pen and write down all these call signs. Yeah, I got CRS, so you gotta excuse me. Getting a little up in age. Good talking to you, and I'm gonna catch you on down the band. It's good talking to you. I'll take care now.
You too, Danny. Maybe I'll catch. Well, I'm sure I'll catch out here again. You know, I'll be using this one a lot from now on. So get some sleep, my friend, and maybe we'll catch out here tomorrow. KCHZYB 73. RAP, KCHZYB, did you make it out here, Randall?
Yeah, I'm out here. I just checking out them Facebook accounts.
I don't know if you heard what Danny said. He's over 90 miles from this repeater, and he was getting into the thing rock solid. I mean, this system here is just unreal, man. Yeah, and I just actually joined their club today. Went ahead and paid my yearly dues, got the application done. So I'm a member of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society.
Yeah, you're coming in. How far are you away from that repeater?
Miles, right at 30 miles, and I'm on low power. and I've just got the J-pole jammed in the ground about a foot away from the bay window.
ARP for ID. Looks like your brother jumped out there.
Seen him on the Echo Link list now?
He's out of there. He was on there.
Maybe he got kicked out for some reason. He'll probably come back. What are you talking on right now?
Just using my iPhone right now presently. I've got Echo Link on about everything I've got here.
Echo Link up on your T320, and let me hear what that thing sounds like coming across on RF.
Yeah, hold on, I'll put it on the 320. K8RAP.
8RAP, KCAZYB. 0NXK, KCAZYB, you around Gary? KCAZYB, clear, listen.